Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thursdays at 7:15 means one thing, when he's not getting his gallbladder out, that is. Feeling better.
Wait,
Ben Maller. He had an emergency gallbladder surgery. That's why he wasn't with us last week.
What does a gallbladder do?
He was on the 7-day DL.
It bladders your gall.
What is it you do here, gallbladder?
Yeah, well, it's
it bladders your gall.
Is it like an appendix?
Good if it works, and it's bad if it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need to have the gall to get rid of it.
You look up gallbladder function.
It produces an enzyme.
He wasn't quite Ned Yost. I mean, he took a week.
Took a week off. Ned was back the next day.
So, Ben Maller, Fox Sports Radio. You can, of course, hear him overnights right here on 610 Sports Radio.
Yeah, and Ben, it's a Thursday night appetizer for the NFL a weekend to come. The Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Browns. The Browns may be back against a really good Pittsburgh team.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's a really good Pittsburgh team, but it's an effective Pittsburgh team. They're not the most aesthetically pleasing team on offense. They barely get to 300 yards. I think in this winning streak, I read somewhere that they've won the last four, but they haven't even averaged 300 yards per game. And the defense has been crazy opportunistic. And I still wouldn't have traded the amount of draft picks that the Steelers did for Minkah Fitzpatrick, but this guy's been unreal as a safety, and he's been a ball-hawking guy, interception, fumble returns for touchdowns already this year. He's been great. But yeah, I am part of Baker Mayfield's army. He has let me down. He's embarrassed me. But the good thing about tonight is it's historically kind of cool for old-school football fans because the Steelers and Browns go way back. I don't think it's going to be a great game, but you know Baker Mayfield's going to do something crazy, whether it be on the field or off the field, that will give us something to talk about tomorrow morning.
Ben, have you rearranged your weekend so that you can be in attendance to evaluate Colin Kaepernick Saturday?
Oh, let me tell you something, Josh. I don't think Kaepernick's even going to show up by the time we get to that day with all the stories. But if he does show up, what a dog and pony show this is going to be for Colin Kaepernick and for the NFL, the media. You know, there's so many people in the media that are like, openly, blatantly cheering for Kaepernick to come back. I would think he's going to work if he does actually show up to the workout. I think he'll be fine physically. This guy's been working out for 3 years. He's done nothing but go to the gym. But I'd be stunned if anybody signs him. And then, you guys, you know what the story is going to be next week. If Kaepernick does show up and he looks okay and no one offers him a contract, they'll be like, see, it was all a scam. And then people are going to be attacking the NFL, much like they've been doing the last 24 hours since this story came out. It's a wild story. It makes no sense. The timing on it is bizarre. There must be more to the story. I'd love to be a fly in the office at the NFL and find out, like, why now? What happened? Why the change? It's very bizarre.
I talked to somebody yesterday within the league, and I said, this seems like very odd. And the response I got back was, yes, very odd. Almost to the point of where the NFL promised him a workout and didn't have a workout scheduled. Went, oh, my gosh, we're at the end of the calendar year. We better get a workout scheduled for this guy because maybe it's part of the agreement that they came to. That's what it seems like. And to see him tweet that he's expecting to see head coaches and general managers there, this is going to be a who's who of low-level scouts showing up to this thing.
Yeah. You don't think Andy Reid's going to fly back from Mexico for one day, for half a day to watch Kaepernick and then go back to – yeah. Listen, I think that's a great point. I agree with you. I think that's the only logical conclusion you can make, that the NFL is doing this because they're worried about more litigation. And if they don't get Kaepernick a workout – then he's going to be able to sue them again, or they violated the agreement, the settlement agreement, the terms of the settlement, and therefore the settlement is void, and then Kaepernick can refile the case that he's, you know, he sued the NFL for being blackballed out of the NFL and all that. I don't know any other scenario that makes sense other than that. And you know, I understand. I mean, the legal arm in the NFL is like, hey, you're going to get sued up the wazoo. You got to get this guy a workout. So, like, okay, we'll get him a workout, but we'll put it on a Saturday and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And there we are.
See, that's why I'd like the offices in New York, Mike, to hear if they said wazoo.
Yeah, that's true.
Officially.
I would like to hear that. Yeah, absolutely. I think they did.
It's a fun word. You know, guys, wazoo is a fun word. I like the word wazoo. I'm all about the wazoo.
Do you think he gets signed, though?
No. I don't. I mean, he's been out for over 1,000 days since he last played an NFL game. I mean, the problem is, even if you sign Kaepernick, it's not going to be – let's say, like, the Bengals sign Kaepernick as a backup quarterback or a chance to make the team. The people that are huge Kaepernick supporters, they're demanding he want a starter on a good team. They don't want him to be a backup on a team that's going nowhere and all that. He's so polarizing, which is amazing because it's been 3 years and all that. He's still such a hot, toxic kind of guy. I mean, even on the overnight show, guys, the last couple of days I've done monologues about Kaepernick, and the reaction, the both positive and negative, it's crazy, so polarizing still. And the NFL doesn't want to be a part of that. I'm really surprised that Eric Reid's in the NFL. This guy for Carolina, who was Kaepernick's disciple with the 49ers back in the day, all he does is trash the NFL, and he's taking a check from the NFL. So it's an odd time we're in.
Ben Maller, Fox Sports Radio. You can hear him overnights, of course, right here on 610 Sports Radio. The pendulum of week to week keeps swinging back and forth. 1 week the Chiefs are good. 1 week the Chiefs are susceptible. Where do you stand after their loss to Tennessee?
Yeah, that was disappointing. I mean, Tennessee's an average team. If you lose to Tennessee, you can lose to the Chargers, because the Chargers, I don't think, are much different than Tennessee. That was a missed opportunity. I know it was your idiot kicker. You can say, well, if he makes the kick, they would have ended up winning the game and all that. But I don't think you should be in that situation. The Chiefs are a better team than that. They've got more talent than that. They should not have been in the situation where the Titans even have an opportunity there to have the lead in the fourth quarter. And Ryan Tannehill just sliced them up at the end there. That was embarrassing for the Chiefs defense. I know the Chiefs defense is, we've talked about that. You guys ad nauseum about that. They've been a little better at times, but that was embarrassing. And I mean, this is disappointing because, you know, I've talked to somebody with the Chargers. They think they win this game this weekend, they're right back in the race for the division. I mean, the Chiefs have put them in a situation. It's kind of like you tell kids, you know, you don't want to be a C student. You want to be a B student, because therefore, if you have a bad week, you become a C student. But if you're a C student, you have a bad week, you become a D student. Well, right now, the Chiefs are the C student, and if they have a bad week, they become a D student. So they put themselves in a perilous situation. So I'm down on it. I think they should beat the Chargers. They're better than the Chargers. But if you lose to the Titans, you can lose to anybody.
And then if your grades slip so much, you'll be in radio.
That's right. You'll do, especially overnight radio. Not more. You guys got better grades than me because you're morning stars. I'm the overnight guy. I got the worst grades.
Josh talked about the pendulum swinging back and forth, and now this week we're seeing the greatest quarterback matchup of all time with Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson. Will the winner Will the winner of this game be declared then the greatest quarterback in the NFL?
Of the week.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And the winner will be the MVP and all that. That Lamar Jackson guy. I think Peter King is, and some of these other NFL insider guys are still waxing poetic about Lamar Jackson. He played great, but it was against the Bengals last week. I mean, give it a break. In the stats, I don't want to get carried away on stats, but Lamar Jackson against the Dolphins and Bengals has 8 touchdowns and no interceptions. Against the rest of the NFL, I think he's got like 7 touchdowns and like 4 interceptions or something like that. He's been average against as a passer against the rest of the NFL. But, and I know some people are upset this Texans-Ravens game is not a primetime game, right? They didn't switch it to a primetime window. But listen, I've been critical of both these guys. These quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson, has been much better than I ever thought. But I still don't trust the Ravens should they, you know, down the line in the playoffs. I think they're a beatable team in the playoffs.
When is the parade for the Dodgers 2017 championship going to take place?
Well, I wanted it to be today, actually, Bob. I thought maybe today at about 11 in the morning, but I think we got to push it back until Rob Manfred officially vacates the Astros championship. How great is that? The video's all over the internet, and I've ranted about that the last couple days because it's absurd. They were cheating the entire season and using video technology, and the tentacles of this, you got Carlos Beltran, who's now managing the Mets, and he was apparently behind this along with the manager of the Red Sox, Cora. This is a hot mess, and it could not happen to a better group of people, one of the most arrogant guys in baseball, the Houston Astros. What happens now, though, guys? If the Astros all of a sudden the Altuve can't hit anymore, or you go down the list of these players, Bregman all of a sudden becomes an average offensive player, and Springer is not doing the job. They hit 15 home runs in the 7-game World Series, and you watch all these videos, and it was either a whistle or a banging of a trash can when there was a breaking pitch coming. They knew when to swing for the fastball. It's embarrassing. Baseball's got to do something.
Ben, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Enjoy the beginning of a great football weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
That's Ben Maller here saying baseball needs to do something, and what baseball needs to do is probably, you know, if this is true and it is all, like, deep-seated and deep-rooted, I think anybody involved with this has got to go. Lifetime bans. Let's go. You kick Pete Rose out for life. You basically took the steroid guys and kicked them out for life. These dudes were cheating as well. What's worse, this or you're using roids? I mean, it's 6 of 1, half a dozen of the other. You were cheating.
This should be a bigger story.
It really should be.
I know
be.
That we're all kind of, okay. I did get enamored with some of the videos of the...
The videos are insane.
The videos of the whistling and the garbage can stumping.
Oh, my God.
As quote-unquote evidence that are floating around. They are fantastic.
Yeah. Like, you could actually hear the banging of the garbage can. You could hear the whistling. You could hear them using those artificial sound effects to tell people what was coming. And I think that...
Allegedly.
But in my opinion, if you're gonna ostracize people who use steroids, you need to do the same with these losers.
Coming up at 8, there's a new flavor, and it's even in the division. And why Clark Hunt is still thinking Super Bowl. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
He's still thinking it.
So am I, Josh. So am I.
Well, I'm not surprised about you. No. 16-0 over here.
19-0. It's not going to happen.
It's all right. Not all predictions come true.
15-4.
So I got those hotel rooms booked out of Miami?
Actually, on Saturday night, me and Ralph booked an extra room in New England for the AFC Championship game. Probably shouldn't let that cat out of the bag yet, huh? I blame Ralph.
I mean, I'm an adult. I don't believe in jinxes, but...
You got to get ahead of things, man. You really do. Got to get ahead of things.
You could always just be, you know, less proactive, I guess.
Why would I want to be less proactive, man?
Less proactive.
Yeah. I'm buying in, man. Support the team. Let's go. It takes a village, Ryan. We all got to be on board.
I don't think it takes a village works in this situation.
Oh, yes, it does. If you have a negative vibe in your mind right now, you're hurting the Chiefs. They can sense it. Oh, they can sense it, all right.
If the room is needed the week before, will they honor that or not?
That's a good question. No, I don't know. We'd have to move the date up. That's a good point, yeah. I didn't think about that. Maybe I should book that weekend, New England.
Just saying.
We get a Barry Manilow weekend in New England.
The Chiefs chairman and CEO, Clark Hunt, very optimistic that Super Bowl can still happen.
Well, I believe we've got an outstanding football team with a great coaching staff. And I think as they continue to work better as we head towards hopefully a playoff opportunity, I think the team's going to continue to improve. I mentioned at the beginning of the season that one of the most important narratives this year was the improvement of the defense and how that took place during the season. I personally didn't expect that we would start off with a finished product, and I've been very encouraged by what I've seen this past week, and notwithstanding, I do think the defense is improving. With Patrick back and now getting more of our offensive starters back, I think the offense can be at least as good as it was last year, if not better. And you put that together, and that gives you a chance to win a Super Bowl.
I love the caveat on the defense, which we all have. Except for last week. That totally sucked. But leading up to that, we thought we were getting better. that stunk.
Oh, yeah, I think that's a fair caveat. But that seems to be the question. And our friend Dave Scretta from the Associated Press asked Clark Hunt that question yesterday. I thought that was the best question asked of the day for Clark Hunt. You know, you were shown on the franchise saying it's Super Bowl or bust this year. We've seen this team come out really, really fast. We've seen some defensive lapses over the course of this season. We've seen special teams not perform well. I heard Vern talking about that yesterday on Show and Vern about how we're not holding the special teams accountable enough for this kind of stuff. And he's right. We're not holding the special teams accountable enough for some of these failures. We're all focused with our anger on the defense when your anger could be divvied out in three different directions. But so Scretta asked that question. You know, here we are at, 6-4 right now, getting ready to go to Mexico City for a big divisional game, then the bye week, then the Raiders, which is basically going to be a showdown most likely for first place in the AFC West, a position nobody thought the Chiefs would be in December at this point in time. Why are you, as the chairman and CEO, still optimistic that this team can go to a Super Bowl? And I thought it was a really, really good question. And I was on, I think it was NBC Sports Radio yesterday. I don't know. They asked the same question. To me, they said, why
have show, we'll guest on it.
I got a text. Would you come on our show? Sure. I always say yes. I'm a nice fellow. So they asked me basically that same question. You know, are you still optimistic that the Chiefs can get to the Super Bowl? I said, yes, I'm 100% optimistic that this team can get to the Super Bowl. And they said, why? And I said, well, it's number 15. It's Patrick Mahomes. He can make amazing things happen at any moment in time. And even on Sunday, when this team had 23 seconds to go and they were getting the ball on the kickoff and their first play was with 17 seconds to go, I thought they were at least going to tie that game and potentially send it to overtime. And what, lo and behold, happened? Patrick Mahomes put them in position to get the field goal unit out there to try to tie the game. And that's why, in my mind, in my heart of hearts, I can watch these games. I can see the defense play as poorly as they are, but I am never going to think the Chiefs are going to lose that game if it's in a one-score game and Patrick Mahomes has the ball no matter how much time is left on the clock. And I think that should be the thinking here in Kansas City with our team. If it's within one score and he has the ball, regardless of how much time is left on that clock,
he's got the ability.
That's right. He's got the ability to score from anywhere on the field with any amount of time on that clock. And when you have explosive weapons like the fastest receiver in the game, Mecole Hardman, the second fastest receiver in the game in Tyreek Hill, one of the better tight ends in the game in Travis Kelce, when you have guys like that that can run by everybody and get open, and you got a kid with an arm that can throw it 80 yards on the fly, you can score from anywhere on the field with any amount of time left. And that's why, for me, I can't sit here and tell people, well, that defense really, you know, let the Chiefs down. They don't have a chance to win anything. No, because if 15 has the ball and it's a one-score game with any time still on that clock, they got an opportunity to win. And I even said it to...
Not exactly what happened this last week.
And he got him right down there in field goal. He did his job. Not his fault that, you know, the guy knew the snap count for the fifth straight play. It's not Mahomes' fault.
That's fair.
It's Mahomes did what he needed to do. He got them into field goal range and set up for the game-tying field goal to send that thing to overtime. And with 23 seconds left, I'm on a text thread and everybody's complaining, oh, the game's over and whatnot. And I'm like, no, it's not. This game is far from over. There's 17 seconds left and Patrick Mahomes has the ball, and I think there were still two timeouts for the Chiefs. If you're waving the white flag at that point in time, I tell you, you haven't watched this kid play enough, because I felt at that point in time, we're still going to have an opportunity to tie or win this football game.
My optimism comes from, and I've been very hard on this defense, right? I mean, I've demanded a lot. I've asked them to do a job, and I'm still going to be doing that for the remainder of the season. My optimism comes from, I'm not just saying defense is what it is and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I expect them to still improve as the season goes on. I expect this defense, as it looked last week, to not be the defense that appears in the playoffs. Maybe foolish, but that's where I'm at. I'm expecting improvement along the way. And also, I think the offense has another level it can take.
Yeah.
I don't think that it doesn't look like the fine-tuned, well-oiled machine it did a season ago.
No, and it's not. It's scoring a touchdown less per game.
But I think it can get there.
Did you take out the Matt Moore games from that?
Mm-mm. Yeah, offense overall.
I'm just looking at more eye tests. Like, it doesn't look quite as explosive and and unstoppable as it did a season ago.
Well, because they don't have a running game, too.
But I think it can.
And an offensive line.
I think it can get there. I think they can get to that point where they look closer to that before the season is out. That's where my optimism is. I think there's still a ceiling to hit with both the offense and the defense, which gives you hope. Yeah,
yeah.
I still think they have a shot.
And really with this offense, too, I mean, you would, it's safe to say we all agree of the three phases, it's the best phase, right? The offense is the best phase. And it's only going to get better. I mean, this week we're expected to have Eric Fisher come back, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif come back.
Power ranking our phases, yeah.
Yeah, we're power ranking them. But the best phase that this team has is just going to get better because you're getting guys back and healthy, and that offensive line that's been so banged up. And I give them medals for trying for with that offensive line. But they're going to get two of their guys back most likely this week with Tardif and Eric Fisher, and that's going to make a huge difference. And then all of a sudden you get those guys back, maybe you can run the football a little bit more. And Andy, you know, tweaks a few things. But as long as there's time on the clock and 15 has the football, I'm not calling a game over if it's in one score. I don't care where it is on the field.
I believe he can get him in position. Yeah. I mean, I think it allows you not to give up hope. I don't know that he's not, but I can't set it up for like he's always going to come through in those situations, because he's probably not going to always come through in those situations. But it gives you the chance to feel like that there's no just give him some time and he could get it done.
I mean, with 23 seconds left, I thought Tennessee scored too early.
Like,
I did. 23 seconds. You're like 23 seconds for Mahomes?
We have 22 seconds.
When I'm discussing AFC championship game with people, I know nobody wants to hear it, but it wasn't just about just get him the ball. Like, it wasn't automatic that he had the ball and he was going to score.
Correct.
I feel like some people believe it is that automatic. I don't think it's that automatic, but it gives you a chance.
But gives you a chance.
Yes.
It gives you a chance.
Which I'll take.
If you had 23 seconds left and Alex Smith was the quarterback, would you have think they would have been in? No.
No. At 8:15, Nick Costos, our Radio.com sports betting insider, will drop by for his weekly visit. He'll look at the Thursday night game value.
He'll win you some money this week.
And Mahomes is MJ? Next.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Fesco in the morning.
When you first hear this comparison, you might go, all right, stop. Pump the brakes a little bit here. We've had the summertime debate, right? Who's the greatest of all time? You got the Michael Jordan camp and the LeBron James camp and an occasional, like, Kobe yeller.
Oh, has that been debated?
That jumps in. Every once in a while it's been debated.
Usually it is.
It's been debated.
Just like they're debating whether or not New England is being undervalued now and underestimated on NFL Network.
So I'm debating what this thing is sitting off the side of the road here on Shawnee Mission Parkway.
When you,
I think it's a sign upside down.
Hear Michael Jordan and Patrick Mahomes, you might actually be pulled over to the side of the road. Because it doesn't seem like it should be in the same sentence. A guy that's a year and a half into his career versus a guy who's arguably the greatest American athlete ever.
Mm-hmm.
But there is some impact that goes with that as well. The impact on the game, the impact on the brand, the ability to elevate the sport, to get more eyeballs to a sport when you don't have a vested interest in that team necessarily, right? I think those are the most powerful, I've said for years, quarterbacks. I've watched a lot of quarterbacks on a lot of teams, Brady, Rodgers, or that I could care less about their teams. Like, I don't care anything. But I've watched a lot of their games. For somebody,
yeah,
I don't give two rips about.
That's right.
And I think there was a little of that with Jordan. You might have not even liked the Bulls. But, man, Jordan makes you watch. LeBron makes you watch. You might not like the Lakers, but LeBron makes you watch. And I think that
Mahomes
is certainly in that category.
I will, back in the day, not so much anymore, because that whole West Coast thing that you nailed a year ago is so right. I don't think I've seen LeBron play a game since he went to the Lakers. But when he was playing on the East Coast, I would watch games just to watch LeBron James. Certain athletes have that. Albert Pujols was like that for me in baseball. Every time his at-bat would come up, I'd stop whatever I was doing and make sure I was watching Albert Pujols, with his at-bat. I think in a little bit of difference, since Jorge Soler was like that this year, he wanted to see every one of his at-bats because he thought he was going to hit a home run every single time. So I think there are certain players that just transcend the game and make the overall sport better. And Patrick Mahomes is doing that right now for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think when you compare the early days of Michael Jordan, his first couple of years, they're identical to Patrick Mahomes and his early years with the Kansas City Chiefs. Michael Jordan brought in more fans, more eyeballs, made the NBA very, very popular. In fact, as I said earlier, I've had a lot of people in Kansas City over the years that have been associated with sports tell me, boy, if Michael Jordan came 5 years earlier, the Kings never would have left for Sacramento because Kansas City would have loved up the NBA because of Michael Jordan. He had that much power. Patrick Mahomes is doing the same things. Season tickets at, you know, like an all-time high recently here in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes coming in. You have eyeballs and ratings at an all-time high right now in the NFL, and a lot of that has to do with Patrick Mahomes and people tuning in. And you're also having Patrick Mahomes take a sport and make it more popular for those who may not be a fan of a certain team. Like, he put the Chicago Bulls on the map and as a brand and as an identity, and everybody knew the PA announcer and the theme that they played when they did the introductions. I mean, the Chicago Bulls became a household name and a household franchise because of Michael Jordan. And he didn't win his first championship, I want to say, to like year, what, eight maybe, Josh, in the league when he came in, right? Roughly, he didn't win right away. It took some time to knock off the Pistons and the Bad Boys and things of that nature. And when he finally won that championship, then you put him in that category of, you know, the GOAT, and of course he won six. So Patrick Mahomes right now, where he is at in year 1.5, in my opinion, is directly parallel to where Michael Jordan was in year 1.5, came on the scene, started to transcend the sport, and created fans of him and his team that didn't exist before. And I think the rise of Patrick Mahomes and of Deshaun Watson and of Lamar Jackson and of Russell Wilson and some of these great quarterbacks we have right now, I think have helped grow the NFL. When you thought the NFL was capped out and couldn't grow anymore and, oh, nobody's watching anymore, this league has taken off. And I think Patrick Mahomes is a big reason why.
Clark Hunt, Chiefs CEO, was asked about Harrison yesterday.
Certainly a goal for us to grow our fan base. And when you have a successful team, that helps. And obviously when you have a star player, that also helps. Our family was and still is with the Chicago Bulls. So we got to live through that experience with Michael Jordan and see it firsthand. That was a special time for the Bulls organization, and Michael did a lot to grow their brand, not only nationally, but on an international basis. And I think certainly to some degree, Patrick gives us that same opportunity.
I totally forgot about that until yesterday when he said it. I'm like, oh, yeah, the Hunt family does have interest in the Bulls.
That's right.
They were part of the ownership group of the Bulls.
Right, and still
are. This is directly related to that. Okay, all right, you get it.
Yeah,
all right.
He gets it. No, he totally gets it. And as Ryan just said in my ear, my producer is telling me in my ear right now that Michael Jordan didn't get out of the first
round. He tells you helpful stuff in your ear?
He just tells fart jokes most of the time.
Okay, all right.
But what did you say? Michael Jordan didn't make it out of the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs until his fifth year as a player
in
the league?
And then he lost in the Eastern Conference semifinals in 87-88.
Right.
It took until
1991 to win that first title.
Yeah, it took until 91 to win the first title.
So eight years?
Yeah, it took him till six seasons to get to a final or an Eastern Conference final.
So you could actually say Patrick Mahomes, even on the field, is trending.
It's a vastly different sport, obviously.
Well, also, it's a different day and age. You're not allowed to do that anymore. You're not allowed to have the ascension of overcoming obstacles.
Because Tom Brady won right away.
Getting by those things and everything. It's what have you done for me right now.
Right.
So and especially in the NFL, you're not allowed that leeway.
Tom Brady was one of the great things to happen to sports, but he may also be the worst thing to happen to sports.
I'm just saying, look right here.
Yeah, he's really ruined the bar for success.
He has. I mean, like, everything gets compared. Well, Tom did it in his first year. He was a six-round draft pick.
Let's look right here. The Chiefs lost the AFC Championship game last year, correct?
Patrick Mahomes' first year as a starter.
And everybody has said, our show included, Super Bowl or bust.
That's right.
It's not a three-year get over the hump, get past the Pistons, and get yourself in to the NBA Finals. It's do it now. I mean, the time frame is shrunk.
Well, owner said it too, Josh.
You're not allowed to have a Jordan type, right? You want the six titles now. You don't want the 5 or 6 years it takes to get to that title.
Well, I think in sports we see that, you know, Jordan had a long career, although he took the 2 years off. Had a long, long, long career in the NBA.
That was load management.
Right. That's exactly what that was. No question. And I think what you're looking at with Patrick Mahomes right now,
dice load management, maybe. I'm not sure.
I think people, I think in the back of their minds are scared, like he's going to all of a sudden Andrew Luck this thing and walk away from the game. And I just don't think that's going to happen. I think he has a better opportunity to be a Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning type of career than a 6-year Andrew Luck career or whatever it was in Indianapolis for him. So I think people are nervous that he might go away. I think it also has to do with we don't know how to handle success here in Kansas City because we haven't had a lot of it. And when we get that close, we feel like, oh, that's just so Chiefs again. We're never going to get there. No, it does take time. And again, Tom Brady, I think, ruined everything for everybody. The greatest basketball player of all time didn't win his first championship until year 8, and it took him 5 years to get out of the first round of the playoffs. Patrick Mahomes got to the AFC championship game in his first year. So he's actually doing better than what Michael Jordan did on the NBA court in the same amount of time. And he's transcending the game and creating fans and bringing fans in like Michael Jordan did for the Chicago Bulls. So when people say you're going out of your mind by comparing him to Michael Jordan, no, I'm not. The evidence is right there. In fact, he's trending better right now than Michael Jordan did in his second year as a starter in the NBA.
Chris Broussard of Fox. This was from September. Chris Broussard covers, primarily the NBA.
He beat Clark to the punch.
Yeah, he did.
Patrick Mahomes is Jordan-esque. Yes, as in Michael Jordan. As I watch this guy absolutely torch the NFL, I've been thinking to myself, when is the last time we saw somebody absolutely take a sport like this by storm from day one? And I have to go back to Michael Jordan. Jordan averaged 28 points a game as a rookie, averaged 37 points a game in his second full and healthy season, 35 points a game in his third healthy season. This is what Patrick Mahomes is doing. I'm hearing the same things about Mahomes that I heard about Jordan. I'm seeing analysts who know the game, who've been around the game for decades on television saying they've never seen anything like it, that he's the best they've ever seen to throw the football. And he's doing things we've never seen before, like Jordan did.
And that was from September, and that was more so tailored towards the on-field aspect of it. The on-field versus on-court aspect of it, let alone the impact that they can both have in just elevating a sport in general. That's Chris Broussard of Fox Sports.
Yeah, and
Paul Schaefer on the keytar.
It was. It was absolutely him. I lost my train of thought. But he was talking about analysts. I mean, we heard yesterday what Kurt Warner said about this guy as well. He's trending to be the best quarterback of all time. So I just don't think when people say, well, hang on a second here, he's not Michael Jordan. He is trending to be exactly what Michael Jordan was for the NBA. And you could say, I mean, look, Patrick Mahomes, when he came into the NFL, there were some rocky things going on with the NFL. People had stopped watching because of some controversies and Colin Kaepernick and head injuries and, all the other stuff that took place. Since Patrick Mahomes has been a starter in this league, the ratings have gone back up. The interest has gone back up. The Chiefs are selling more merchandise than ever before. They're selling more season tickets than ever before. They're a national darling on television. Everybody wants them to be in prime time. Patrick Mahomes is having the same effect on the NFL that Michael Jordan did for the NBA when he came into the
league. If you missed it, here's what Kurt Warner had to say about Patrick Mahomes, as told by KNBZ's Jason Katz.
What Patrick Mahomes does mentally, sneaky physically, creating throws, understanding spacing, and with his ridiculous arm talent is so phenomenal. I might argue he's the most complete quarterback we've ever seen. I know it's early. I know we've had some amazing QBs, and I don't say this flippantly.
Ooh. Now there it is.
The most profound thing
tweet
Ketz,
from Kurt Warner,
Ketz
by
has
way.
Ever said.
The shortest thing Ketz has ever said, too.
He came in and asked me, he's like, it's pronounced flippantly, right?
I don't know. Is it? Yeah, flippantly.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, that was Kurt Warner's.
It's a big word.
Kurt Warner's a tweet in audio form.
Why are you using that, 10-cent word in Twitter? Because that takes up a lot of characters.
Well, what else would you? I don't say this. I mean, flippantly works.
Yeah, it does. I guess it does, yeah. I don't say this lightly. I don't know.
I like flippantly.
I do like flippantly.
I feel like there's a synonym that's really on its level.
You won't want to miss Therese Paylor of Yahoo Sports. He joins us each and every Thursday at 8:30. We'll get the latest on his thoughts on the Chiefs defense and the Mexico City matchup. The AFC West, we called what, garbage or?
Horrible.
Horrible. We'll see if he updates. He doesn't say that flippantly either. Also, the flavor of the AFC West is not very appetizing. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.